I'm Tyler Russell, and here's a special 20-minute episode of Tune In, Drop Out, and Vote, a KX93.5 public affairs campaign dedicated to voter awareness and participation this November. Today's episode is guest-hosted by three amazing women from WAVE, Women for American Values and Ethics.
102 million people did not vote in the 2016 election. Almost half of America didn't even vote. And in 2014, only 16% of those age 18 to 29 voted. To borrow a point from Michelle Obama, who told her kids, "You don't let grandma choose your clothes or your music. Don't let her choose the future of your country either." Hi, I'm Darla.
And I'm Swev.
Last time we were on the air, we spoke about how important it is to register to vote, especially for the young people. Hopefully you were convinced and registered. We know many students did. Here we are, past the finish line for voter registration drives, and voter guides and ballots are sitting on the kitchen table. We want to be hopeful that more people will vote this time around.
Yes, Darla, voter registration and pre-registration is definitely up. High schools have been the champions of voter pre-registration for young people. Just last week, Laguna Beach High School, Aliso Niguel High School, Estancia High School, and Sage had voter registration drives. High schools in Irvine Unified School District reported registering over 400 students. Laguna Beach registered 35 new students on top of the high number of seniors that have already been registered. In the OC, registration in general is up too. According to the state's report on registration, 74% of people that can vote are registered. And California registration is up as well. As of September, over 200,000 more people are registered compared to 2014. Great work to all you voter registration drives volunteers. However, now that you're registered, you do need to vote. Apparently, this isn't as easy as it sounds. According to the census number, in America, in 2016, 64% of people registered to vote, but only 56% voted. California followed that pattern with only 50% of registered voters getting to the polls. Voting is hard for some people, or people find many reasons why they will not vote.
In the next few minutes, we're going to explore a lot of excuses that we've heard from non-voters. We are out to prove that choosing to not vote is not acceptable. Voting should be celebrated, not avoided. Mitzvot is a student-centered campaign to get young Jewish voters to the polls. Their video features proud parents of first-time voter Hannah. To celebrate the special occasion, they put together a little video of friends and families, all with loving words of wisdom for their first-time voting mitzvah girl.
Hi, Hanny. We made you this video to celebrate you becoming a voter.
Mazel tov.
We remembered how much you loved that video that we made you, you know, with your friends and your family for your bat mitzvah, which was so amazing.
So your mom sent an email to your aunt and uncle and your cousins, your sister.
She's gonna see it, Marty.
All right, watch the video.
Watch it. We worked hard.
It's fun.
Hey, Hanny. Mom told me that you'd be celebrating your mitzvot this November, and that I should record something for you. Actually, Mom was really freaking out about this. Told her she needs to meditate. Voting for the first time, that can be intimidating, but don't worry. There are a ton of old people there, so if you have any questions, they got you. Happy mitzvah, challah!
Hannah? It's Grandma and Grandpa. The first time I voted was in 1948. Truman was running against Dewey. On election day, the newspapers all thought Dewey had won, so they printed the headlines.
Dewey defeats Truman.
Oh, Truman had won. That was fake news.
You know, your great-grandfather didn't vote in the 1933 elections.
In Germany.
Big mistake.
We're so proud that you're voting this year, Hannah.
Love you, boo-boo-la.
Hi, Hannah. It is the host with the challah French toast. Quiz Khalifa, Host Malone, the Trap Trebek, the Semitic Sajak, Scott Rogowski. And I'm supposed to be wearing my Star of David jacket for this video, but I don't have it anymore. So I'm bringing you the luck of the Irish and saying Mazel Tov. I am honored to be the token celebrity on your mitzvot video. Some people say, my one vote doesn't matter. It won't make a difference. But sometimes one vote makes all the difference. Since 1970, in the United States, a single vote has made the difference 25 times. Your one vote can and will count this year.
So, remember, half of America didn't vote in our last election, and only 16% of 18 to 29-year-olds voted. 16%. There are a few reasons people don't vote. They're busy, they are uninformed, they believe there are no good choices, they say they are not political, they don't know how to vote, and the list goes on and on. In the next few minutes, we're going to work through all the excuses and hopefully come out on the other side with you going to vote. Seems to us that the number one reason that people don't vote is that they think it doesn't matter. They basically feel so insignificant within the political machine, they don't bother to vote. But this is absolutely not true. Vote does matter. A majority vote is, simply put, made up of individual votes, so every vote matters.
You're right, Sawad. So let's hear from Nicole Chimay from Dana Hills, Olivia from San Juan Hills, and Jordan from St. Margaret's about what they think when people say that their vote doesn't matter.
A lot of people tell me that they think that their vote doesn't count. That really hurts my heart, because I think that people don't realize that if you and a lot of other people believe in something and you all vote on it, then it will create change. It is literally such a simple way to create change on something that you care about. So when people tell me that, I always try to explain to them that, like, your vote always counts. Your vote could decide an election. So many elections are decided by so few votes. So know that every single vote counts.
And also a big one I think that works with, like, young people is just like, well, like, why not do it? It literally costs like zero effort. So you might as well vote anyway.
And one of the things that really struck me was that a lot of people just don't vote, which I thought is crazy, because this is, I mean, we don't live in a true democracy. We live in a republic. And the big difference is that we don't vote on every measure that comes out. We don't have a direct say. And so our direct say comes through our representatives. And so to give up your say just felt kind of crazy to me. But then I thought about it, and I realized people don't really talk about this and people aren't super educated on it, which really kind of saddened me, because it meant that the policies that affect the many were made not just by the few in Congress, but by the few that vote for the few in Congress, which really struck me.
So it's important to remember that perhaps if you live in a state like California, you know that a majority of people will vote Democrat in a presidential election. And if you're a Republican or side with any other side, that may make you feel like you don't matter. But that's not true. There are so many more options down your ballot. You can vote for Congress, City Council, Board of Education. These elections are decided in many cases by a small number of people. Mike Levin is a first-time political candidate running for Congress in the 49th District, which is in the southernmost Orange County and extends all the way down the coast to Vista. In the 2016 election, the race for the 49th District was determined by just over 1,000 votes. The race for the 49th in November is predicted to be very close as well. Levin is running against an experienced Republican, Diane Harkey. Here is Mike talking about how every vote is significant.
Well, for those who are wondering why their vote matters so much, all you have to do is consider recent history, where some of our presidential elections and other elections have been decided by just a handful of votes. If you go back to 2000, only about 500 votes in the state of Florida decided who the president of the United States would be. And then you have to consider how important the decisions that are made, whether it be at the House or the Senate, or even our local elections, really are to our daily lives. Just consider the recent confirmation of Justice Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court and the impact that that will have on every area of policy. Also consider in other countries when they try so hard to get the right to vote, and finally when they do, the turnout spikes, you know, extraordinarily high, because people for the first time have that taste of democracy, the taste of being able to participate in our institutions. And I always look back, you know, some local races are only decided by just a handful of votes. In fact, we have somebody that is running our office down in San Diego whose father was elected and wound up initially losing his first race by only two votes before running again and winning. So every vote does matter. I really hope that you make it to the polls and you encourage others to do the same, because this democracy is the only system we have, and it's up to us to participate. So thank you so much.
Elections are being won and lost more frequently by slimmer margins. In the 2016 election, 11 states closed the polls with less than 5% difference between the presidential candidates. Here in the OC, close calls are expected in the upcoming election, so every vote does matter. But get this. This is a crazy story, but it's true. In Virginia, the last election, it was a dead-on tie. Both candidates got 11,608 votes. The winner's name had to be pulled out from a bowl. Boy, I'll feel really badly if I had planned to vote for the other candidate and didn't make time to vote because I thought my vote wouldn't really matter anyway. If you're in the OC, then don't skip the vote because you think your vote doesn't count, because all sources suggest that this November 6th, there are going to be several close calls.
Some people hold the misconception that the midterm elections, when we aren't voting for the president, matter even less. Jordan, a senior in San Juan Capistrano, shares this story.
I was on a dog walk with my dad and my mom, and we were talking about the June 5th election. And my dad was saying, you know, I don't see the point. It's a primary. Doesn't matter. I'll vote in the midterms, probably. And I said, okay, that's perfectly valid. You can completely say that, and that's fine. But then you can't complain. And let me just say this, that my family loves to complain about whatever the state of politics is. Whether you're left, right, center, whatever, we will complain in some way, shape, or form. And so my dad was completely caught off guard when I said he's no longer allowed to complain. And my mom was kind of backing me up on this one. And my dad and I go back and forth on this a couple of times, but my statement was really, or my position was really that if you don't take a stand where you can, which is even just taking an hour out of your day twice every 2 years to vote, then you really have no position to be able to complain about politics because you've just wasted away your number one opportunity to get involved. It's the easiest way to get involved.
Historically, midterm election turnout is 20% lower than the presidential election turnout. People think that if they aren't voting for the president, why bother? But actually, this midterm election has some pretty significant races on the ballot. Here's what you need to know. If Democrats win 23 seats in the House of Representatives, then they will become the majority party. The majority party has the power to stop a presidential bill, amongst other significant things. Here in Orange County, we have four congressional races that might flip. The 49th District, Democrat Mike Levin is leading in the polls against Republican Diane Harkey. In the 48th District, Democrat Harley Ruda is in a tight race with 15-term incumbent Dana Rohrabacher. In the 45th District, Democrat Katie Porter is a tad higher in the polls over incumbent Mimi Walters. And in the 39th District, Democrat Jill Cisneros has a bit of a lead over the Republican candidate John Kim. Because of these four races, the nation is watching us here in Orange County. We are a bit of an epicenter. So you should vote in the midterm elections because we have important vote options that will determine the House of Representatives. These seats, these years, are as important as the presidential vote.
Thanks, Suad. I'm Joanna Weiss, president of WAVE, Women for American Values and Ethics. I'm here to talk about down-ballot races. What is a down-ballot race? Well, it's considered anything under either president or the congressional races. Historically, these races receive far fewer votes than those people who vote for president or congressional races. So a rule of thumb is that for each race under president or congressional, you can divide by half about the number of voters who vote for that particular race. So by the time you get down to your city council measures or even school board and water district, you have a few thousand votes for those races rather than the hundreds of thousands who might be voting for president or Congress. City councils have the ability to do a lot more than make sure potholes get filled. They can enact rules that restrict the right of assembly or create zoning laws that make it difficult for certain types of businesses or organizations to operate. Recently, many city councils within our county put on their agendas whether to join lawsuits against our state for its immigration legislation. City councils and county government also have the power to enact policies regarding our widespread homeless issues. California State Assembly has sought to distinguish our state from many of the policies enacted federally, including immigration, offshore drilling, and climate change. Even water boards and school districts matter. School districts can decide whether to allow political student clubs to exist. One school district recently took up the question of whether gay-straight alliances should be allowed to exist on campus and whether parents needed to be notified if their students wanted to join such clubs. The students showed up and talked about it, and eventually the school board decided to allow the student clubs to exist without parental notification. So, down-ballot races really matter.
We are optimistic. Our OC voter registration is up, and we are hoping that voting will be up, too. Because of our House race, it's a really interesting time to be noticing politics here in the Orange County. So people, get out there and vote. My name is Darla Magana.
And I'm Suad Elias.
Joanna Weiss.
And we're with WAVE. Thanks to KX93.5 for the time. We'll be back with another show. Keep on listening.
And if it's a bunch of clowns you voted in, election day is coming around again. And if you don't like it now, you can change it anyhow. And if you don't like who's in there, vote them out.